I want to welcome everybody to today's edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and with us this morning is Susan Jeske, who is a newcomer to the world of Nikken. Definitely not new to the world of the topic that we're discussing today, and that is skincare and our True Elements skincare line that Nikken recently introduced that is becoming the bomb, if I can use a present-day adjective, is becoming the hit thing amongst people once they use it. So, Susan, before we get into the True Elements line, let's learn a little bit. We don't have a bunch of time to learn a lot about Susan Jeske, but let's learn a little bit about who Susan is and what you're bringing to the world of Nikken. Not that we expect you to bring a ton, but you have quite a colorful, if I could use that word, background that is full of rich experiences, and former Miss America. You hold a record in the Guinness Book of World Records. So you don't have to start with, when you were born, how much you weighed, but, that kind of stuff. But who is Susan Jeske?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I was asking that question when I woke up, too. Where am I and who am I?
And I know it's early, but at least... at least you have power, and at least you don't have white stuff on the ground like most of us in the rest of the country or in North America. So, yeah, who is Susan Jeske? What we know that you're, those of us are at the convention, we know you're a former Miss America, and it's Ms. as an MS, correct?
Yes, Ms. America. That pageant was for women 26 years of age and up, and single, divorced, married, widow, and I competed against 50 other women, and I won! Yay!
Wow.
I used my platform as Ms. America with Students Against Violence, and I went to 150 high schools across the nation. And the reason why it was because I was from Littleton, Colorado, where the Columbine incident happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my nieces and nephews, we knew some of the victims, and so that was a really great program. And I went around the country and spoke and talked about that issue, and it was just a really great time for me.
I've watched a few pageants. Our CPA's wife is a pageant contestant and still very involved in that industry. What is that like? I mean, is it pretty much just kind of you show up, you fill out a form, and you walk down the runway or walk across stage? Pretty simple, or is it pretty intense?
Oh, that's a good question. For me, pageants are nothing but a sport.
Okay.
I don't consider it to be reality because people don't walk around in high heels and stuff like that. So it depends on your categories, and swimsuit, evening gown, interview, talent. And so what I would do is I would hone in on each one of those categories, and then I learned everything that I need to do in that area. And then if I didn't win a particular pageant, which I did lose many, many times, then I never ever took it personally. I would just learn what did I need to do in order to get it better.
Okay.
And then if I take it, if I have that type of mentality, then knowing that it's a sport, and also you have to also, girls have to also understand is that when they're competing, what's happening on stage right then and there, that's what you're being judged on.
Interesting. So it's nothing off the stage, it's all right there in front where all the audience can see and everybody else is involved.
No, there's a lot going on off the stage.
No, I understand that, but what you're saying is what you're judged on is what we see is what we get.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are some pageants that aren't legitimate and things happen, but what I'm saying is when a girl is competing on stage, for instance, to give a good example, Miss USA, she fell. She's fallen, twice. Miss USA's fallen twice, and when you're really looking at a pageant, she should not, those two girls might have gone on and could have possibly even won the pageant, but because they fell at that moment, at that time, then mm-hmm. their scores aren't as high.
Sure.
And it's considered like the Olympics because, for instance, Michelle Kwan, she was in the Olympics. She really was the best ice skater, and technically, in my opinion, she probably should have won the gold medal, but at that moment, at that time, she fell, whereas other girl who really is still not as good an ice skater as Michelle Kwan,
mm-hmm.
she, at that moment, at that time, really did skate well and beat her.
Now, was this a little girl aspiration for you, something that, you know, you said, when I grow up, I want to be a pageant?
No, I didn't start doing pageants until I was 17 years old. And I never sang or been in front of an audience before. And that was when my first pageant, I was in the Miss Littleton pageant, and Rebecca Ann King, who was Miss America, came up to me afterwards. I didn't win, and she said, you know what, you have a good voice, you ought to start taking voice lessons. And I was like, oh, Miss America told me to take voice lessons, and I started taking voice lessons.
And speaking of voice, and I didn't know this until Dave Johnson called me last night out of the blue, and Dave and I don't talk that often, but he shared with me, because you had recently were up in Spokane doing some great things for them. What is this Guinness Book of World Records that you hold?
I hold the world record published in the Guinness Book of Records for singing the national anthem at the most events in a 24-hour period. And to do this, I traveled 373 miles by limousine, 8 miles by helicopter, 3 miles by boat, and then I had a motorcycle on the side to get me to the events, and I raised $93,000, and I gave all the money to children's charities.
Wow. So the singing the national anthem in front of the most, you said 93,000 people. Wow.
No, at the most events.
At the most events.
In a 24-hour period.
And you raised $93,000. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
At 10,000 people or more.
Okay. And nobody's broken your record.
And there's been 7 people who've tried to break it, and nobody's been able to do it. It sounds like it was an easy thing to do, but actually it wasn't.
Not in a 24-hour period, because I've been awake for, I think my record is 25 hours, and that's it's pretty brutal. So to pull off a feat like that, that's quite an accomplishment. I mean, it's not, it's just quite an, I'll leave it at that. So how did you get into the world of cosmetics, or why? I mean, obviously, as somebody who's a pageant contestant, you need to be concerned about your skin. The skin is our body's largest organ. A lot of people describe it as a third kidney or a second liver, because it, you know, its primary job is a shield to, you know, keep all the dirt and junk out. And so how did Susan get involved in that world, especially to be where we're at today, talking about True Elements?
Well, you know, as you said, I've been in the beauty business for many years. I've done a lot of pageant trainings, competing myself. I even studied with Joe Blasco, who was, you know, it's a makeup artist studio. I was down there. I won a scholarship to the school, and I went down there, and I learned how to apply makeup and all that stuff. And then at one point, what happened was, when I was Miss America, a lot of people liked my, you know, my ability to do that. So what I did was I started donating makeovers by Miss America to charity events. And it would be for like a silent auction item, and then all the money that was raised at that charity event would go to the charity. And then I would go to their home, and I would do just a little, like, makeover thing, and do skincare and makeup and standing, walking, sitting, you know, the whole thing.
Sure.
And then I needed to have a product, so I found a product that I liked, and it happened to have been a multi-level marketing company.
Interesting.
Had the product, and people would just buy. I mean, I was selling, and at this particular product, you would buy for one, sell for two, and I would be selling $3,000. And I was showing that because I was teaching them what to do, how to do it. So.
It's not a conflict of interest, because you've got to pay your bills somehow, and it makes sense, especially when you made the comment that you searched and found a product and happened to be the best one was a network marketing company. And a lot of it, that's kind of true of the world today, that, you know, the products that we'd find at Walmart or at, you know, Macy's, they may be good, or, you know, any of the other department stores, especially where we find skincare. However, they may not be the best, and that money companies like Nikon that spend millions of dollars on research and then even go international to find a manufacturer like the True Elements manufactured in Israel, it's what we have to do to find the best that's out there. And so,
I don't know if I was thinking of it as the best at that
right.
time. My theory was makeup was makeup, skincare was skincare. I really didn't know. Okay, I really didn't know.
But that's changed today.
It's a very reputable company, and it still is very reputable.
Right. Okay. But that's changed today, obviously.
So what happened was I was using all these products, and I started building this big, network team, and then what happened was I got very, very, very sick about 5 years ago. And so it wasn't just I got very sick, and it wasn't just, with the skin. I actually even was supposed to have my gallbladder out, and I've gone to a holistic doctor or did anything like that. I was in the emergency room, and they wanted to take my gallbladder out, and the doctor told me he had did 35 surgeries, and out of 35, he had 5 mistakes.
Ouch.
I said, let's wait. And so then the nurse whispered, go do a gallbladder flush. And
that's only a 14% failure rate. I mean, that's not too bad.
What do you mean?
35 surgeries, having 5 mistakes.
Yes, I know I didn't feel right. So we did the gallbladder flush, the Epsom salts, olive oil, grape juice,
sure.
Ultravox or the apple cider. And the first time I did, I had 1 cup of gallstones. Second time was 2 cups of gallstones. I brought it back to the doctor, and he said, wow, you're completely cured. But then that's when, so I thought, okay, well, let's just start, I have all these other issues. Let's do that. And I started changing my diet and eating, and I was able to get rid of all those things, except the only thing that wasn't changing was my skin. And I could not figure out why. And what happened was it wasn't on my face necessarily. It was in the back of my head. And what I would have is I'd have these scaliness, itchiness. I had the back of my neck would peel. I had like pimple type things in my hair, and then they would turn to like pus. It was really weird. I didn't know what all it was. And so then I went to that holistic doctor again, and he said, he says, well, what are you putting on your skin? And then I showed him what I was using, and he read the label, and he goes, well, this contains all this synthetic chemicals, toxic stuff, and this is what's making you sick. And so then he said, stop using it for 2 weeks. And I did, and everything went away.
So your philosophy at that point of, skincare, cosmetics, they're all the same, that obviously changed.
Right. So then, that was big to me to learn that, and I had been extremely ill. I haven't gone through all my other illnesses, which you don't need to know, but it was just when you combined everything, and that was just really shocking to me. And so then I thought, well, wow, it just occurred to me that what I put on my skin could impact my health.
Mm-hmm.
And it impacted my health in a huge way. So I, working for this cosmetic company, I was in a 6-figure income, I had a car, I had prestige, and it took me a while, but at February of this year, that was when I thought, okay, I'm not going to work for this company anymore.
Mm.
And so I cut my connection with them. And I didn't know what job I was going to do. I didn't know what I was going to do or how I was going to do it, but I just started on this journey. I just wanted to study everything that had to do with organic and natural cosmetics.
Okay. And so how did you, and I've heard some different versions of the story, so I'd love to hear yours. How did you get connected to Sneakin?
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Hang on 1 second.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, let me re-ask that question. Susan, how'd you get connected with Sneakin?
Okay, so a friend of mine, I live in Irvine, California.
Uh-huh.
So I'm putting my feelers out, with all your friends. You're doing the whole networking thing.
Sure.
And so a friend of mine said, hey, I heard Sneakin is going to be, or is going to be having a new skincare line, and they are looking for a spokesperson. I said, really? They go, yeah. So then I got on the phone, and I got the name of of Sneakin, and I got on the phone, and I called up, and I go, hi, my name is Susan Jeske. I heard you're looking for a spokesperson, and that you have a new skincare line possibly coming out. I'd like to come in and talk to you about it.
Okay.
That's it.
So who did you go in and talk to, just out of curiosity? Can you reveal that person's name?
I don't see why not. I went in and talked to Mr. Foley.
Okay. Kurt Foley, who is our CFO. I forget the initials.
CEO.
CEO, I'm sorry. He used to be that when I met him, he was the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. Now he's the Chief Executive Officer. And so that's quite a person to interview with. Now, I'm curious, Susan, because you, again, this is a journey that it evolves, and all of us as Nikan Wellness Consultants, we start someplace and we just continue to kind of peel the onion and peel back the layers, and we get closer to, the body that God engineered for us to have, and through that process and other things happen and come along. What was your impression when you walked into Nikan headquarters there in Irvine?
Wow.
Okay. Because we see it on the Acura commercials, we see it on the Toyota, and what was the latest one, jump on the bandwagon, VW, and we've seen it in lots of movies. It's an amazing facility, which does speak volumes, especially when you consider the fact that it's debt-free. We don't need to have any government buyouts for our company and the way we operate.
It's beautiful, and when you walk in, the atmosphere is just very calming. Also, everybody's very, helpful there, happy there. You just have a sense when I walk into the building that everybody is, that they treat everybody just really well. That's my impression.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen that, especially over the last few years, that is, it's almost an envious place to want to work. And so now you are, as we started the call, you are the spokesperson for the True Element skincare line. So now we've heard the background of who Susan just is. Just for the record, Susan, you have a website that if people want to learn more about you in the mode of wanting to bring you in to speak at their event, which you're booked up for the next 2 months, but you, as you shared with me, you have some openings and you'd like to fill those openings. So
actually, in February, I think I'm only speaking at two times.
So then there we go. So we can take care of that.
February 7th is booked, but then I guess there's like some kind of quarterly thing on the 21st.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, I don't have anything.
Okay. So we can get you. So what's your website, first of all?
My personal website is Susan Jeske, JESKE.com, SusanJeske.com. So you can look at that.
Look at that. And then for booking information, they just need to call Sarah White at Nikan.
Uh-huh.
And which is simply, dial the switchboard and ask for Sarah White, and it'll dump you right onto your voicemail, or you can email her at simply sarahw@nikan.com.
She also has a direct line phone number, which is 949-789-2015.
So 949-789-2015. And the reason I'm giving that out in the middle of the interview, I think people, once they hear what you're about to share with us specifically on the True Elements, they're going to want to have that number handy. And
it's free for me to go out there. So
absolutely. So you're really looking for about 75 people. You want about 75 people in an event. And as Dave was sharing with me on the phone, that Mr. Johnson, as you referred to him as, which is always funny. I guess to us, he's just Dave. It's just Dave. I mean, come on. I understand the respect issue. But as Dave shared with me, that you booked kind of a last-minute thing at Jerry and Marsha White's home. And tell us what you did. And then we're going to get into the EcoCert and some of the specifics on the True Elements line. But what was it that extra special event you did off the cuff?
Well, it's not really me who did it. I mean,
right?
it's definitely you. But I give them tools. So what I have, some of the tools I have is I have a flyer. And the flyer is, says, I can't even remember what the flyer is. It's a mother-daughter thing, and it says, like, come as you are, leave as a star. And I, and I used that when I was with this other skincare line. And then I talk about how we're going to talk about beauty secrets, organic skincare, wellness solutions, or health alerts, wellness solutions. And I have a couple of different scenario flyers, and it has my picture on it, and it's very professionally well done. So everybody has that, and at the very bottom they can change, the date and where it's going to be. So you have a flyer, and what they did was they had their network of people and blasted it out to see what the response was. And from what I was told, the response was that people were actually RSVPing, whereas normally they don't RSVP.
Sure.
That much.
Sure. There, so then it was people got the flyer, you either email or handed to them, and they they turn it on, pick up the phone, or via email.
And they had, I think I was told that they had something like 30 people there.
Wow. Just in their home.
Just in their home that showed up, and it was like a last minute. So that was kind of last minute. So what I have is I have some tools, and it could be a mother-daughter, it could be, you know, we just tried that to see what would happen. And
sure.
So I'm not afraid to try things.
Oh, yeah.
But the responses, so that was, I also have another one where, another flyer where, you know, it's a beauty escape makeover. I would call it like a green makeover. And then I also have on top of that a press release. So I've been going to different cities and we put a press release and that's very, very good. Talks about me coming in to speak and so then it's in the newspaper and a lot of people, you know, they get response from that.
So I'm thinking along the line to take this a step further because eventually we'll get to the point where, and this probably will happen in the next month or so, that people realize, well, you know, we can't clone Susan Jeske, but maybe even an hour DVD or, you know, 30, 45 minute DVD of you presenting exactly what you're talking about, Come As You Are, Leave As A Star, that we could duplicate this without having you there in person because you're going to be at some other place, but even on a smaller venue that we could do this. And we've already started this. Some of our wellness consultants have already gone, I mean, they've run the gauntlet with doing spa days or, you know, home makeover parties. But what we're missing is that expert, you know, that would be you, of coming in and saying, look, this is the difference. And let's talk about that while we're on the subject. You mentioned the word organic. Is that really a big deal when it comes to skincare?
Right.
I know it's a rhetorical question, and I know it's a foolish question because I know the answer. But a lot of people, especially those of us who are in the male category, were like, "Oh, come on! It's just makeup. If the barn needs painting, paint it." You know, that kind of thing. We've heard statements like that. I've never said that statement, but is there a big difference between organic and, like, what you've experienced, the chemicals that really freaked your body out?
Well, the thing is that everybody has to understand that the product is natural and organic, and that those are two different things. So so you have to understand what the definition of what it means. You know, people are saying, oh, it's natural and organic. Well, what does natural mean? So you have to understand that, like EcoCert defines natural in cosmetics as existing in or formed by nature. It's not artificial, or that it has a benefit to the skin. You know, it means it comes from the plant that has a benefit to a skin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's products out there that just put something, you know, some kind of plant or something in there, and they say, oh, it's natural. And or like the definition, the industry definition of natural would be any ingredient derived from a natural substance. So how can you tell what is the real deal at a supermarket? So you go in there and you see these long chemical names followed by the phrase derived from coconut oil. For example, to create Cocamide DEA from coconut oil, it requires the use of the carcinogenic synthetic chemical DEA.
Great.
So when you think about it, it is therefore no longer natural, and these companies that insinuate it is a natural substance by adding the phrase from coconut oil is misleading.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
An analogy would be is you wouldn't have a problem feeding your baby mashed potatoes, but you may have a problem giving your baby vodka. But vodka is made from potatoes.
It's natural. So what's
right.
The problem?
So that's how these cosmetic companies are getting around that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was, like, at the esthetician show in Long Beach, they had a green carpet there. And, you know, when you walk the whole show, well, first of all, when you walk the whole show, you're walking around, it all says natural, organic, natural, organic. But yet they had a green carpet section, and to be on that green carpet section, you had to be EcoCert certified standards, which is what ours is. And using those standards, only three qualified, and two out of the three were organic peas.
Interesting.
And then, so then they made this, you know, made it less stringent. But my point is that everything says natural or organic when it's not.
Right. And we've we've learned, we've come to understand that, and I can't remember who the gentleman was that was listening to a CD, and I've mentioned this to before to our wellness consultants, that you cannot ever believe anything that's printed on the front of a box or a label, because that's the marketing side of things. And when someone says, oh, it's natural, or oh, it's organic, well, back it up. And we can back it up when we have that ECHO certification on there.
Independent third-party certification.
Okay.
So if somebody was to say, you know, what's so great about this product, I'd say it's natural, organic. I forgot what I would say. Let's see.
And it has the ECHO cert certification.
It's natural, organic, safe, and beneficial. And
okay.
It's an independent third-party certification for organic and natural claims.
Absolutely. Okay.
But if you had to say it in a nutshell, you know how you're supposed to your elevator.
Right. The 30-second pitch. Susan, could you give an estimate when you did the, what you call the cosmetic show that there's in Long Beach? What was that event called again?
It was an esthetician show.
Show. Okay. You said only three that were there had that EcoCert qualification.
They anticipated 80 booths. They thought
80?
They were going to get 80 booths.
Okay.
But they only ended up, and they got three using EcoCert standards, but then they made it less stringent, the qualifications, and they ended up with 28.
Okay, interesting. Okay. And you're saying there's 28 there at the show, or there were much more, but 28 made that?
Well, there was a lot more. It was a green carpet section. So
okay, I see.
And they had a, you know, for natural and organic, but they made it, you can't just say natural and organic, you have to back it up.
Right.
To get on that green carpet.
Okay, so this is a big deal. This is a pretty prestigious division or category that NECN qualifies for.
Right, very, very unusual.
Okay, all right. So
and
that,
the other
that's
thing
a,
wait,
go
the
ahead.
Other you need to know is that, you know, in the United States, we don't have regulations on cosmetic and skincare. And to give you an example, the European Union, they have banned 1,100 chemicals, whereas in the United States, we've only banned 10 in the last, I know, only 10 have been banned in the last 67 years.
And Susan, I could have asked you this when we were chatting on the phone prior, but I don't know if you've ever read the book or listened to the audio version of Eric Schlosser's masterpiece, is what I call it, Fast Food Nation. But he states in that, and this is a fact, that two-thirds of all of the perfumes, flavors, scents, aromas, cosmetics, two-thirds of everything that we consume here in the U.S. comes from New Jersey. Now, I know New Jersey is known as the Garden State. However, what fascinates me is just because it's on the front of the label doesn't mean it's what it actually is. And if two-thirds of our products are coming from one place, from factories and, you know, chemical laboratories, you know, it makes you wonder. And if what you just stated, that the Europeans rejected, you know, over 1,000, and we didn't get anywhere near that, it makes you wonder. And again, getting back to what we discussed earlier, that our skin is our body's largest organ, so we should do something to filter out the stuff that we're exposed to. You mentioned the fact of the fact that we have the ECHO certification, that it's natural and safe and organic, that's a huge attribute as far as to promote the True Elements skincare line. What other tips would you give us for moving this product?
Okay, so,
I know you're used to using a PowerPoint.
No, I'm not used to a PowerPoint. I'm trying to think of which one would I start using. Okay. I mean, I just have so many different ways that I move stuff and that I get other people to move it. But like I said, I would definitely have an event. And, you know, you don't have to say Susan Jeske is going to be there. I have a whole thing that says, has a whole spiel about your cosmetics and how they contain toxic chemicals, and come to this event to learn more about it. It could be anybody who does it.
Can we pull that flyer that you're talking about, or that little, you know, spiel off of your website, or is that something
I don't have it on my website. I've just been passing it around to people when I speak.
Okay.
So
maybe I can get that from you, or I can...
But he is here. Wait, let me just... I'm going to start focusing you another way. So,
okay, that's fine.
You need to figure out how do you get people to come to these events. This is what the key is, because you want to have, if you want to grow, you want to have new skin. I call it new skin, new blood. So you have to think of ways in order to do that. So what you do is you're at, let's say you're at a restaurant and you have some girl there and you want to approach sharp people, as many sharp people as possible. I know you're not supposed to really judge people, but I like to... When you call it playing a game, and so I play a game in my head, and the head is, and I call it playing a game because I want to make sure that I don't psychologically freak myself out if I have too many no's. So you play the game, you say it in your head, we're just playing a game. And so now the game may be, one game I play is, okay, I'm going to get 10 no's in one day. So I got to go out and get 10 no's. And so then I go up to people, and I'm talking to them. I give them first a very sincere compliment. You cannot lie. You have to tell them the truth. You might say, oh, wow, you've got the most beautiful eyes, or you've got the most beautiful skin, or you have the most beautiful hands. And I, for instance, when I'm looking at a woman, if you go up to a woman and say, oh, you're beautiful, then she may not consider that to be a sincere compliment. But if you tell her, you have to watch her, or you just have to look at her, and she knows if she has, she'll know which feature about her is what she thinks is unique. I mean, you can kind of tell. They have extra jewelry on their hands, and their hands are being moved around, or they have a lot of, their eyes are featured, or their lips, or whatever, and you say, oh, you have the most beautiful, this will be a woman saying to a woman, okay. So you say, oh, you have, the most beautiful eyes, and you say, you know what, I need your help. I'm looking for a face model to come to my event and test. And I need to get your opinion on a new product that has just come out. It's natural and organic, and it's certified by an independent third-party certification. Can you come? And just for coming, I will give you whatever it is you're going to give them.
Okay.
So a lot of people want to say, well, what's in it for me?
Sure. And we have the samples that we can order very inexpensively, and that may be I'm going to give you a couple days samples or, a week's worth of this product line, and you can see for yourself, because once you start using it, and that's one of those big things that we often forget that...
Wait a minute, back up.
Okay, back up.
I'm telling you, if you say that to somebody in California, they go, thank you, no. You have to do that.
Well, fortunately, most of us aren't in California with all the other people that are in California.
Oh, you have to say something else. You're going to have to offer them something else.
Okay.
Or you can... It just depends on who it is, but I mean, you might want to say, oh, I'll come pick you up, I'll take you out to dinner, and then you come to the event.
Sure.
Or there's this one place you can go to called rhinestone.com, and you buy these Austrian crystal rhinestone jewelry, and you wear them on your ears, and they're like $50 in the store. They're Austrian crystal silver plated, and you can say, oh, I'll give you, a pair of earrings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just say, I really need your help. We're doing a survey, and I'd like you to come to this event. You don't have to do this. It's just
right.
A technique that I used. When I worked for this other cosmetic company and they were making 50% on whatever they earned, we all would say, I'll give you $40 in makeup just for coming.
Okay.
And just for testing it out. And so that's $20 out of my pocket.
And plus they're going to, and it's not that difficult. I'm not an expert in this industry and I've never given anybody a makeover. However, there are some simple tips that if people want to do this, most of us know somebody who's done makeovers or who has enough experience in that arena to do it. Or you could even walk up to somebody at there's a term for this, and one of our dear friends worked at the counter for one of these high-end stores, and I think it was Nordstrom's, but go approach one of those people. Male or female, and say, hey, I need someone like you to help me out. And that would work. I mean, why not?
That works. Just when you're standing in line talking to people, that all works. Or if you have the flyer and you say, I need your help, I'd like to get your opinion, and could you come?
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to get their phone number and then make sure you call them.
Right.
Follow up, follow up, follow up.
So just because they say on the spot, you give them the information, that doesn't mean, or if they say, I'll try. And I've gotten pretty bold, and it's almost to the point borderline being obnoxious, because our kids definitely don't like it, and my wife, Stacy, definitely doesn't like it when I do this. But when they say, okay, I'll try and do that, and I just look at them and say, that means you're not going to do it. And they really don't like it. But
everybody says, what's in it for me?
Right, exactly.
You have to think of some way to get them there.
Yeah.
And I have other techniques. I just don't want to say everything on the cover.
Because then we won't have a reason to come see you in person when you're in our town. One of the things, Susan, that we, and I don't know if you've seen this firsthand or not, but when we demonstrate any of the Nikon products, and the True Elements are definitely ones that we can do this with, is do a simple muscle resistance test or kinesiology or, you know, reflexology test with the product, and you can compare it to product A, B, C, whatever else is out there, especially the ones that are not organic or natural. And you take some of the True Elements toner and splash it on somebody's face, test how strong their arm is when you pull it down or pull their fingers apart and they're resisting, and then use a competitor, anything that's out there. And people, you'll blow their brains out of their head. Not literally, but it'll shock them because they aren't prepared that it's going to make that much of a difference that fast.
Actually, you would do that during the presentation.
Right, exactly. No, not when you're standing at the grocery store.
Get them to show up. You know those, those sample packets that they have coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you may want to do is, on those sample packets, I have this one thing that says True Elements Formula is, and you would put this little sign or this little, I don't know what you call it, little sign. That
little flyer.
In the packet.
Uh-huh.
And you would staple it to it. So you would say True Elements Formula is botanically based, pH balanced and correct, dermatology and ophthalmology tested, never tested on animals, formulated with no animal products or byproducts, formulated with no petroleum byproducts, irritant-free, environmentally friendly, pesticide-free, no genetically modified ingredients, no synthetic perfumes, no synthetic detergents, no artificial colors, no tar derivatives, recyclable packaging, EcoCert certification, which means independent third-party certification guarantee of natural and organic claims. So you're going to take that and, you know, put it in your little, sample packet and staple it to it with your name and phone number, and you're going to pass those out because that, what I just said there, pretty much sums up everything about what True Elements is about.
Well, and it's...
And you hand that out.
It takes it to a whole new level, Susan. We're not talking about simple cosmetics that you can pick up at the dollar store or even pay, you know, top dollar at a place like Macy's or Nordstrom's, or, you know, we can run down through the list. To meet all those criteria that you just that labeled, and we're going to, by the way, I'll track down that sheet that, you know, so because people are writing, their pens are just kind of caught on fire because they're trying to write so fast. That separates us from the rest of the pack. And
right.
I think it speaks volumes of our company and that, you know, they're spending the time and the money to find the premier product. That we can say, yeah, well, we're second to none because of where we're at and because of where this is. And the fun thing is once people use it, they'll begin to understand that, okay, there's a big difference. And I've talked to several people that all share the same philosophy that we have. It's like you start using, you're like, oh, my goodness, I never realized that my skin could feel so good.
Well, you also need to make sure that, don't forget to tell them your skin, make sure you tell them your skin's the largest organ in your body and, you know, it functions like a sponge and what you put on it, it goes into your bloodstream, to your vital organs, and I would even tell them, I mean, I would hit like bullet points, really quick ones, and say, the United States, there's no regulation in regards to natural and organic claims. This product really, it does do what it says, and I need to get your opinion. I need to get the opinion of 20 people on this product. I'm going to give this to you. I'd like to give you the sample packet, and you give it a try. I'd like to get your phone number and then get your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like to come to an event to learn more about it?
Mm-hmm. And go from there.
And go from there.
and have some fun with it.
Or you can say, I'm going to, you can invite all your girlfriends, and, you know, you have six women there, and then you go through the whole process of this whole thing, but don't forget to mention, you know, you have to talk about what the problem is, and have the women put the product on half of their face, and then they can feel the difference from one side to the next. If they don't want to put it on their face, you can always have them do their hands. And what I do is I first have them, no matter who it is, man, woman, or whatever, when they walk in, they take the product, and the product that we use is the face mask. Because that product can be used all over your body. So I put it on their hands, and I make them, you know, wash their hands with it. You just have it make it go round, you know, on your hands, in between, and then they rinse. So they can feel immediately the difference with just the face mask on their hand. Then what you do is you are going to make up little trays that are made out of, you know, the teeny, weeny, tiny, the smallest paper plates. And you can mark 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And each one has got a dot of whatever product is. If you don't want to wash your face, you can just do 1, 2, 3 and use the day cream, the night cream, and the contour serum. And so they put the day cream, when you talk about it, they put it on one hand, one side of their hand. The night cream goes on the other side, and then the contour serum goes on the other hand. So then they can feel a difference between each one.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Susan, something that just popped into my mind is I met a gentleman who has recently passed away, who, when I met him a year and a half ago, he was 69 years young, and I was just flabbergasted by the way he looked. Because I said, what's your secret? And he looked at me and said, well, for the last 40, 50 years of my life, I've always, long before, you know, guys would admit this, but I've always used a skincare line. And he didn't tell me what line it was, but he said, you know, when it came to toner and lotion and cleansing the face, and he said, I always have. And I'm like, well, proof is in the pudding. Because I mean, this guy didn't look a day over 45. And I'm looking at him going, this is amazing, just absolutely amazing. And we don't realize how beneficial it is. And then looking at the fact as baby boomers, that whole category of people, that every 8 seconds another person turns 60, and we've been maintaining that for the last couple years now, that the biggest group of people around the world is in that age category. And guess what? They want to look younger. They want to be healthier. They want to, you know, they've created their wealth. Now it's time to enjoy their health. And this is the, you know, not to say that we're all, you know, concerned, you know, or just super analyzers about how we look, but it's huge. I mean, we do care about that person looking back at us in the mirror. And if we can improve it and take it up a few notches, you know, why not? And we're not talking about spending a fortune here. We're just talking about investing into our future, and we have the goods to deliver. Susan,
okay,
go ahead.
Now let me segue to you on how you would get them to realize. Once you've shown this product, and you're all done showing the product, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've put it on, you've done all the stuff, and how is it that you get them? So here's some techniques. I guess here's my technique that I used on how you would get them to realize, like, hey, this is not that much. So you're I'm showing you a clothes. That's my
okay.
Thing.
Okay.
So here's the clothes, and you've put them on, and, you know, you've used the product and everything, and you can tell they like it or they don't like it or whatever. They're just sitting there staring at you, and they say, okay. So at the very end, you're going to say, well, a lot of you may be interested in getting, you're under no obligation to get anything, right? And you're supposed to, you came here to have fun. Did you have fun? Yes. Okay. Then what I would like to tell you is that what I would like to do is tempt you with this product. If you're interested in this product, how many of you would like to have, how many of you like deals? And you have your hand up, you know, how many of you like deals? And like, I like deals, you know. So then you say, well, now, if you were to buy this whole product line, if you were to buy it, we have a retail price, and you can be the queen of everything for $218. And so then they're thinking, so you can get every one of these products for $218. And you never ever say dollars. You'd never say it's $218. Never. You just say queen of everything for $218. And then so then you say, I know a lot of you may be thinking that sounds like a lot of money, but think about this. This is what I want you to do. I want you to imagine with me go into your closet and, well, first of all, your husband's going to be taking you out for the evening, and you're going to be going to an event. It's going to be a nice thing. And I want you to go into your closet, pick out your favorite outfit, and I want you to add out how much did it cost. How much did you pay for the shoes? You bought the nylon. You've got your skirt and your top, or your pants and your top, or the dress. How much did you spend on that? You also have your purse. Then you bought your earrings, the accessories. You might have had your hair done. How much did you end up spending in that one evening for that event? And so you ask them, and they will sincerely tell you, $500, $400, $500, even if they say $200, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
And so then you say, even if they say $100, still doesn't matter. So then you say, great. Okay, so now how many times have you worn that outfit in the last year? And I'm telling you, they'll say, oh, twice. And then you say, okay, how many times, even if they said three times or four times, it doesn't matter. How many times have you worn in the last 6 months? And then, it gets less. They'll say, twice or once. And then you say, how many times have you worn in the last 3 months? And then many times, most of them, the answer most of them say is they've worn it twice, and then a lot of them say they've worn it once, or some people would say I just worn it one time and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you say, let me ask you this. What is it, worn it twice, da 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 da. I can hear my spiel here. Then you say, and you see your face, what is the first thing that people see when you walk into the room is your face.
Mm-hmm.
How you take care of yourself is going to determine how you look 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. So this is an investment in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you worth it, and don't you deserve it? And your head, when you're doing that, your head is going up and down, the person who's saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you worth it, and don't you deserve it? And your head's saying yes. So then you watch everybody in the room, they're going, yes. And then also you tell them, and this is natural and organic. This is a natural and organic product, so it's something that's actually good for you. It's healthy, good for you. And then you'd say, this is less than $1 a day. I don't know how much it would be. How much would that be for 218?
Yeah, well, bottom line, when you compare the ounces and what's in each one of the packages, with each one of the six products, what you're getting, dollar for dollar, there is no comparison. And I've seen some people try and compare them. They're like, but you have to actually look at the quantity of what you're getting compared to the price, because I've seen these little tiny bottles at department stores. I'm like, holy smokes.
Right.
But then they'll do the same, and not to knock it down, but it's a spiel. They'll say similar things like what you're saying, your face is worth it. How do you want to look? Like these kind of things. And I'm like, okay. However, there is a reason why people shop at Costco and Sam's and buy in bulk. We're not talking about skincare.
But those are toxic and...
Right. I'm talking about like food items or toilet paper, kind of stuff. But let's use that same philosophy for what we're dealing with our products. And if you want to compare the high end, that is natural, organic, and safe, and all meets all the criteria of what the True Elements meets, compare them dollar for dollar. Ours is a steal.
Okay, but Vance, let me take you back to where I was.
Right.
But I want to make sure you get this close down, because once people do this close, okay, so let's go back. You're absolutely correct, but I want to make sure we get back to the close. So this, because I have another thing that I say.
Okay.
So then I say, aren't you worth it, and don't you deserve it? They say, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I say, but, and so this is a good deal, but you want to know what the best deal of all is? And they're like, yeah. So then I say, you could sign up. Or this is what you would say.
You can register, sign up.
You can sign up as a
consultant.
As a consultant, and it only costs $75. Never say dollars. And for $75, you get the whatever that is.
The Mad Boy.
And you can get this product for $174. Young once more for $174. Or we have auto ship. And you can be a smart, wealthy chick for $156. See? So,
yeah. The $156 is what the bottom end is on AutoShip, which is what we've always promoted, that if people take advantage of that and they understand. And I talked to one of our good friends the other day, and I said, Vance, I know you keep telling us that we don't have to pay retail if we register as a wellness consultant, and we'll get it on autoship. But we did that before, and it was so difficult to change. And I said, well, it's because you wouldn't take the time to listen to me and let me show you how simple it was to change. Because obviously, you're not going to go through the six-pack of True Elements every single month.
You're right.
And I keep distracting you from that close, and I'm terribly sorry, but you know, this is the way the hamster in my brain is running around on that treadmill.
I have to get you back on track here. I know what you're saying on that, but I just want to make sure we get the close down. So it's 156. So it's Smart Wealthy Chicks for 156, and then you say, now a lot of you know, and then you can start your business. You would say you could start your business as a consultant, and a lot of people usually have four questions, and those four questions are usually, do I have to sell anything?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no, you don't have to sell anything. If you want to, you can. You can sell to your family, your friends, and you can make a little bit of extra money on the side. Do you have to go to meetings? No, you don't have to go to meetings. I'm here for you, and we have all this training for you. It's absolutely fabulous, and if you want to take advantage of it, we're here to help you. And then what is the minimum? What is the minimum that you have to do? And the minimum, you have to do that. You have to go minimum. Now, maybe a guy doesn't want to say that, but a girl does. Says what you have to do is you have to put in a one-time order every 11 months of $100 a product.
You covered that in the first month.
Okay, and you covered that in the first month.
Mm-hmm.
Say wow. Wow. Okay. So then, and so then you, and doing that way, you're not paying full price, not retail, and you will be a smart, wealthy chick for $156. Plus, we have all these other products that you can look at and learn about. And then you say, and how do I get started? So then you have your little form, and you have a little form to sign up to Unique. And I haven't seen the form, but I've been told it's a one. I hope it's a one sheet.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Okay. So it's a one sheet, and there's only one little catch, and I believe is that you have to be 18 years of age?
That's it. That's the catch.
18 years of age, and then you pass out the form, pass it out to everybody, pass, and then you shut up. You don't say anything. I mean, you just say, and does anybody have any questions? And then, you know, they start looking at it, and then you're pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to follow up with them and have, I guess, if you're doing a large group, then the consultant comes in and talks to them and goes from there.
Mm-hmm. And now, Susan, I have to ask you this because as a male, do you have a word besides, to replace chick? I mean, we got smart, healthy chick, but what about all the guys out there? I mean,
Well, right now I'm prejudiced. No, I
live in a little rural town, so I'm thinking smart, healthy chick. That might work for a guy.
No. Think James Bond, okay?
Yeah, but my mind's going through as you're saying this, and I'm not coming up with any other word that
no,
rhymes
guy
with.
Would not, a girl would not be, I want my, no.
No.
I'm just being honest. So it's either the king and queen of everything for 218, young once more for 174, smart, wealthy chick, it has to go with 6, 156.
You're right. We'll come up with another word that rhymes with
and that's kind of like what I came up with.
Sure. Right. And it works.
And so it kind of works. And then the next big phrase is, aren't you worth it and don't you deserve it? Have your head shaking up and down while they do that. Say yes.
Well, here's the other thing, too, Susan, that I think if people understand, we talk about the kit costing, the business kit from Nikon costing $75. Really, it only costs $6. Because there's a $69 product value in that, but the price difference from $218 to $156 is $62. So it pretty much pays for itself. I mean, the kit's basically free when you hook up with AutoShip because that's what you're saving, and you have to have the kit in order to hook up with AutoShip,
right?
And save that. So it's a no-brainer if you penciled out and you know whether or not we can remember all the phrasing that you use. But, you know, writing down the numbers, people want to save. It's not how much things cost. They want to know that they saved a few shillings. And, you know, if they can get the kit for free just by taking advantage of the AutoShip, I mean, why not? And then the fun part is we get to the next month, introduce them to some of the nutritional products and start with the nutritional wheel and the core and go from there, and we'll work from the
also somehow, some way, I don't know exactly how to do that yet because I don't understand everything with about all the
sure.
products.
Sure.
But I do know one thing, like Mr. Johnson, I was at his house, and so we did like a little presentation there, and he asked one of the ladies to come up who wasn't feeling well or her arm or back hurt or something like that, and then he was like, you know, doing this on her back. That didn't sound right. But anyway, he was, you know what I'm trying to say, he was like,
he was utilizing the product
like,
on her back.
Around on her back.
Right.
She couldn't move her arm up, and then she could. So you want to add, keep that as part of the, somehow, some way, add that as part of the presentation, because at the end, they want it, try and get them to want it, so that then it's like, ooh, I'd like to have one of those, but, oh, right. all you have to do is sign up, and you get this.
You get it, you get the Magboy in the kit, and if that's
right.
the tool we're using to demonstrate, and people say, man, that I had no idea that I could work that fast and make my arm feel better, or I could raise one. Exactly.
Right, and then that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So, and you add just, you might want to, at the little, at this party, you may want to introduce the Magboy and maybe the water or maybe that Siaga, something that revs them up or rev up. So then they're at the program and but you don't do too much and then you just do the skincare line.
Right. Because even six products of a skincare line in the True Elements can be overwhelming to some people. So we have to simplify it, and, you know, if we only focus in on the True Elements and the Magboy, then, you know, we can come back for a secondary, you know, opportunity.
For the follow-up.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And don't forget, when people walk in, you immediately just have them wash their hands with the face mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that part is done, and they feel what their hands feel like immediately. Don't put anything else on it, on their hands either. Wait till you do the presentation, then they can put the other product on their hands.
Absolutely. Just kind of come through the front door, go right into the restroom, or have a basin of water right there, and, you know, go for it.
And they rinse. Make sure some people have gone to a couple places, they put it on, then they've used soap to rinse it off. I was like, no, just rinse it off. Just use water to rinse it off. That's all you need.
Well, Susan, I know we could keep this discussion going, and you probably have a wealth of other tips and little vignettes that, I mean, are the secrets to your success and where you've come from and where you're going now, too, and that we could utilize, which is all the more reason why we need to get to an event where you're going to be in person. And if there's not one scheduled in our area, then we can utilize the information that we've already given out and call Sarah or email Sarah and get you booked at our event. And I think the question that you asked me last night when we were chatting said, Vance, don't you have 10 people? Each one of those 10 invited 10 people, you'd have 100 people. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty simple.
Well,
and, you know,
I just went to Pennsylvania, came back from there, and Joanne Maurer, she has only 5 people in her downline in that area. And we did the flyers. And then I told her how to go out, you know, showed her what to do to go out, and her 5 people, and they had 75 people at that event. And out
so
of
each one on average got 15 people there.
Out of 75, 32 of them had never heard of Vegan before. And
wow.
That, so when I go to an event, and I know I'm supposed to be teaching about True Elements, and I want to and everything, but to me, I think, you know, it's a new product, so I obviously understand that, and people should show up who are part of on the team. But when I'm looking at the audience, I want to know who are the new people who've never heard about Nikit. That's when I consider it to be really successful.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a huge percentage. I mean, 30 out of 75, that's a huge percentage.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it does. She did very well. She was even in the media. We had a little media thing in the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
You know, former Miss America, we don't talk about Nikin,
right.
You know, that I'm coming and that I'm going to be talking about toxins in the skin and how to avoid them.
Yeah, well, you're an expert in the field. And for somebody who's been in the limelight and on the stage and walking the runway, people, that's not the norm for the bulk of us. And so as someone who's concerned about our skin, we would want to know. And that's a huge draw, and we need to utilize that and capitalize on that. So
another great way to use me would be if you would first look in the newspaper or go to the Chamber of Commerce and go to a woman's group, some big women's group that you have, and then you would have me come in, and whatever day that is, and you say, hey, I can get former Miss America to come and speak at your women's group. And so then what I do is I give a presentation, a short one for like 15, 20 minutes, however long they let me talk. And then I talk about skin and how it's, you know, the skin, the largest organ, toxins, blah, 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 blah. Then I give a solution. And the solution is I have a list of like 12 or, I don't know, I think it's like 12 ingredients that you need to watch out for. And whenever they go to the cosmetic store, they need to watch out for that, to avoid those. And then also I recommend an EcoCert certified product, which happens to be True Elements. And then I go through that, a little bit of that. And then what we do is we pass out at the event. You would pass out the little, the little sign-up flyers. Not flyers, what do you call those little slips? And it has name, address, phone number, and then on the slip it says, I have back pain, I have this pain, I have that pain, I have a whole, you know.
Just a simple wellness questionnaire.
A small one. They fill it out, and then they put it in a basket, because that's when, like, I have these certificates that I can get, and they're 3-day, 2-night hotel stays at over 1,000 locations to choose from, and then I donate that. I just donate it, and then we collect all the names, and then we pull the name out, and somebody wins it, and we really give it to them. And then, yet the person has this list of, has a stack of names to call up.
And nobody has to go sit through a timeshare presentation either.
No. There's no nothing. No, it's a little legitimate. It's legitimate. They have to get themselves there, and they do have to pay a $50 refundable deposit.
Right, of course.
It's free. So, and it's $150 value. It's the Marriott or the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good deal. So we offer it to them, and that way the consultant walks away with a stack of names. Or I've done it before where they're like, wow, I want to get this product, and they go to the consultant.
Mm-hmm. Or distributor. Yeah, it's pretty simple. So there's a lot of things that we can do from this point forward to really utilize what not only what you have to offer, but what we have with what Nikan has given us, and go from there. So, well, Susan, I want to say thank you, because this has been probably one of the most fun calls I've done in a long, long time, and especially for you. I know you're getting ready to pack up and jump on a plane and go back home for a few days, so I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and sharing with us, and I think you've given us a real insight. For those of us who did not have the opportunity to meet you or see you at the convention, you've given us a real insight into who Susan Chesky is, and then we've got your website now, and we can utilize you to build our business, because ultimately that's what it comes down to. That's all we're trying to do as wellness consultants, is build wellness around the world and in the context that we have. So thank you for taking time.
It's my pleasure. I enjoy it.
Well, good. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again soon, either in person or on a conference call or a webinar or something like that. So, you guys, if you have somebody that you know would have benefited from this but they weren't on the call, send them to growingandwellness.com. They'll be able to hear the interview in its entirety. Give Brad a few days to get it edited. And, of course, the editing, because, with Vance, you're going to need to do some editing. But it'll be up on the website. Again, it's www.growingandwellness.com. And we'll go from there. So, again, thank you, Susan. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm, and look forward to chatting with you next weekend after Christmas. And have a very, very Merry Christmas, everyone. So
happy holidays.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.